So let's get into a little bit more of the treatment then, since we were kind of head down that road. Is this typically an individual thing, or is there a group, or, you know, what can people expect when and if they do any kind of treatment for this?
The ideal treatment at the present time, the ideal treatment, for example, for someone who does meet the criteria for sex addiction would be what we consider a three-legged stool. And so if you think about a three-legged stool, one leg would be therapy, individual therapy for the sex addict, which would consist of, as I say, individual therapy, a treatment group if there's one in the area, as well as involvement in 12-step programs, such as Sex Addicts Anonymous or Sexaholics Anonymous. That would be a couple of examples. The therapy for the partner would consist of individual therapy for him or her, as well as involvement in a support group would be recommended. And the reason, one of the benefits of involvement in a support group, whether it be for the person with the addiction or their spouse, is basically what you referred to before, and that is support. You're surrounded by people who understand what you're going through, whereas in general, your friends may not understand because they may not be living it. But people in the group are all living it. Also, people, so they could understand and offer that support and direction and guidance. Also, people in the group are going to be at various stages of their own recovery. So, a person may enter a group feeling pretty hopeless and as well as helpless. But by spending time with people who accept them and who care about them and whatever, because that's what typically happens in fellowships, that there is just a desire as part of the 12-step. I think it's embedded in the whole process, but certainly as step 12, to give back and to help and support, and that's embedded in the process. So people get that, which they won't necessarily find anywhere else. And the third part, the third leg of the stool, is couples therapy. And I personally believe that, in contrast to other people who think that couples work should be delayed and wait until a person makes a certain amount of progress in their individual work, I don't subscribe to that. I believe that people should get into couples work as soon as possible, because they are living, if they're living together, continuing to live together, they need to learn ways of communicating, and they need to learn ways of being together, after the discovery or disclosure of the acting out behavior. So the treatment would look something like that, and it's not, nobody should get the impression that it's short-term therapy. This kind of support and work goes on for a while.